This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, GM meetings going on in San Antonio. Here was John Heyman. I believe he's, if he's not currently, he has been recently an Odyssey MLB insider, but he's a longtime baseball scribe, and he was asked yesterday about the chances of Alex Bregman coming back to Houston. Here's Bregman, what he had to say.
The Yankees question mark. Bregman's a fit for both New York teams. I think Houston's pretty likely for Bregman. I mean, they are talking at this point. The general manager of the Astros, Dana Brown, basically he's very optimistic about that yesterday. So I'm going to take him at his word. He's optimistic. Does that mean it's done or close to done? Not necessarily. I think they have a good chance. I think he'd like to stay there. I don't think he's like Altuve where he has to stay there, but I think he definitely would like to stay there. So I do think that Houston has a good chance to end up with Alex Bregman, outstanding player. And look at Matt Chapman got 6 for 151. I think we got to start there for Bregman. I think that's going to be the baseline, the floor, whatever you want to call it, that or higher for Bregman.
Okay, that audio courtesy of Bleacher Report walk-off. Look, John Heyman may know some things. Like, if part of his basis for his prognostication, Seth, is, hey, Dana Brown said this, so I got to take him at his word. I don't know that would be a huge part of my handicap there. Dana Brown saying we think we got a really good chance of bringing Bregman back.
I think, but if you look at it in a more nuanced way, it's okay. Yeah, like the Astros are really good at kind of giving non-answers or saying optimistic things when things are falling apart behind the scenes. Having said that, Dana Brown is usually pretty close to the vest in expressing optimism on bringing a guy back. Without actually making an effort to bring a guy back. So I think that the part that I keep wondering about is that we've seen Altuve weigh in on this far more heavily than he's ever weighed in on any imminent departure.
Yes.
And Altuve, but if I remember correctly, Altuve said they've got to get it done. Talking about both Bregman and the team. So I wonder if when it comes to maybe Bregman, I don't want to say giving a hometown discount, but maybe taking a shorter deal than he would prefer to get in free agency, maybe there is some way by which Altuve kind of really lays it on thick with, hey, man, this is something special. You're a part of this. You're like let's work, you know, maybe you can work with the Astros to figure something out.
That's
not quite the market rate.
This is by far the most fascinating of all the potential free agent departures the Astros have been through, because I think the feeling was with Garrett Cole in 2019, he's gone. George Springer in 2020, he's gone. Carlos Correa in 2021, there was maybe a sliver of hope, but he's gone. Like, I think 95% he's gone. Verlander was probably closer. You know, the Verlander one in 2022 where he ended up going to the Mets, you know, that one was probably had a little more drama to it than the other previous three. This one really is, I won't say a coin toss. I put the possession arrow towards him leaving still, but I feel better about him staying than I did maybe at points during the season where it felt like all the reports were, well, he's gone after the year for sure. Like they were, people were reporting on it during June and July and throughout the summer, like it was just going to be the next in line with all these guys walking out the door. And he may ultimately leave Alex Bregman, but this sounds like this is way more of a negotiation going on. This is way more of a competitive situation going on. And if the Astros may, Seth, and they haven't said this, and Dana Brown hasn't said this, but they may realize, like, okay, this is the first one where if we lose him, we've got no good solution for backfilling him. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we only won 88 games last year. Like, you lose Alex Bregman, and now you're talking about flirting with these other teams in the division as to whether you're winning the American League West now, you know?
You know, there's this would be a weird comparison because it's two different ends of the spectrum. But okay, so the Astros, obviously championship team, have been really, really good for a long time. But there's just something about Alex Bregman that feels different than some of those other guys because of all of the intangibles. Aside from the on-field performance and playoffs, et cetera, et cetera, there's just something intangible that clearly Jose Altuve really values. Going into the 2006 season with the Texans, you know, in 2005, we were an expansion team that had several years of like an ascension in terms of into getting to be like a 500 football team.
Yeah.
And it felt like, okay, this might be where we really turn the corner here if they can do some of the right things. They traded away Aaron Glenn, and that in the offseason, and that I can tell you as a player, it just felt wrong because Aaron Glenn, who ironically enough is the defensive coordinator for the Lions right now, coming back to town this week, Aaron Glenn was that kind of a guy that was just such a solid professional and was so good at working with younger guys and kind of setting expectations. He was a guy that was really well liked but could also say the difficult things and criticize guys without them taking it personally and all of that. And just kind of, he was an ultimate team player. It just felt wrong.
Yeah.
It just felt like, and then we ended up going 2-14
the next year. I'm looking right now. You guys were 7-9. You guys had gone from, you know, the four wins the first year and then up to 7-9 in 2004. And then Aaron Glenn's gone. Next year's 2005, and you guys are picking first in the draft.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, going into the 2005.
So
And I can't remember when that. I think it was in the offseason the trade was. And they brought in Philip Buchanan. That didn't work out instead of Aaron. And it just, that's what it, that's
great
what
analogy,
feels like. It's what it feels like now. But I mean, it would be perfect if we, you know. Unfortunately, we didn't quite win a World Series.
No. But in a vacuum, those two guys, I think, have a very similar vibe to them, it sounds like.
Yeah. So, like, cause I can remember answering questions about it, and it was hard because I was out at some charity event. So, the media was in asking their football questions while I'm out trying to save the world. But they asked
as usual,
about it. I was at some event the day after it had happened, and they ask you about it, and usually I'm pretty good at giving the cliche answers about, players leave, that's life in the NFL, all that. I had a really hard time answering the question because it felt wrong.
Yeah.
It felt like, man, I don't know, this is the right kind of guy. He's one of my favorite teammates ever in terms of just doing things the right way. And it felt wrong.
Yeah.
And it ended up playing out that way. We sucked.
Yeah.
We sucked really bad.
The worst.
Now, just Aaron Glenn wasn't going to be the difference between us and being a good team or not. But it just, I felt like in line with a lot of the other decisions that were made that year and the things that led to us being so bad.
And I don't think losing Bregman means all of a sudden you're last place in the AL West.
Right.
But I think it is a step backwards in and out of the clubhouse for sure. Are you buying Scott Boras when he says that, teams are approaching Alex Bregman about possibly playing second base for them? Are you buying that?
Yes.
You are?
He talked about it. Because this was a talking point during the season.
Yeah.
And he brought it up, but it makes sense that there's no reason to think that teams wouldn't want to try him at second base if they've already got a good third baseman.
I guess. I mean, he's literally the best defensive third baseman there is. He won the Gold Glove.
That's the one thing that you feel really good about him in taking him despite his injuries and what have you and his long droughts as a batter. He's just, you can always rely on his defense.
I think it would be stupid for a team to pay Alex Bregman $30 million a year to play second base for them. Well, that's my point, you know?
No. But I believe that teams are interested, but that they probably want to play second baseman. They want to pay second baseman rates.
Yeah.
So it's a way for Boris to put it out there as like, hey, there's lots of suitors, but I don't know if it's necessarily competition for the Astros.
I think it's good. If teams are looking for Alex Bregman to play second base, it means they're going to have to overspend there. So that's why I'm curious just how serious teams are about that.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing, just to pay off on the rest here, according to Chandler Rome, the big buzz with the Astros at the GM meeting, non-Bregman, is that they may be looking to move Ryan Presley. Presley's option for this coming season vested once he hit X amount of appearances this season. I think it was a 100 and something appearances over a two-year period or something like that. He's on the books for $14 million this year. And if the Astros are looking to create a little space here to get further underneath the competitive balance tax so they can fix other things on the team, I think moving Presley is a really good one. He has a no-trade clause, so the two sides are going to have to kind of collaborate on this. My guess is Presley's only going to want to go somewhere where he's a closer, not a setup guy. So, and his wife is from Houston, and his kids were born here. Like, this is not just a Alex Bregman's on the shopping block, give us your best offer and come get him. Like, Bregman has to approve, or not Bregman, Presley. Presley has to approve of wherever it is he goes. I approve of the Astros taking this approach. I think Ryan Presley is stepping. I think he's moving backwards as a player. I think he's regressing as a pitcher. I think he's still good, but he's not great. And we saw that, especially late in the season, we saw that. And I think Brian Abreu is perfectly capable of sliding up and being your eighth inning guy.
I think it's probably, too, for Ryan Presley, just personally, and especially being from here, there's probably an element where, man, yeah, he did. He was a good soldier about getting demoted from closer, but it's hard to, as you age and you're facing that decline against a fan base that has different expectations of you, to probably, like what we were talking about earlier, to really enjoy playing baseball.
Yeah.
And a new environment might be best for him, to where he can go in and be the guy that's the older, scrappier reliever that can come in and give you some performances maybe above and beyond what people are expecting by name value or recognition. And, yeah, it just might be better for everybody.
Yeah, everybody's got a shelf life. His shelf life as an Astro may be done, and that's okay. That's okay.
But real quick, just to tidy up the Scott Boras stuff, the most cringeworthy quote I've seen this week.
Oh, no.
That Scott Boras said Alex Bregman provides, quote, an infusion of championship blood. He's AB positive.
Yeah, I saw that a few times. Yeah. I had to double check and make sure that was a real quote.
I thought Chandler Rome might have been joking when he put that. And I'm like, Chandler's not really a fake quote joke type of guy.
No.
He takes his job as a journalist pretty seriously.
Who knew Boris was such a quipper? You know what I mean?
Like, well, he had that stupid nickname for Carlos Correa. Remember?
I forget. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Let's circle back. If you haven't heard yet, the injury news on the Texans. DeMeco was not very forthcoming with the actual news about Nico and Will Anderson. However, he was pretty forthcoming on his coach's show about how he handles injuries. We'll try to add these two things up here, and we'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.